just like I expected. You know, I think a lot of trips to the red zone, you know, moving the football. You know, I don't know, we've done that 4 or 5 times and we weren't able to get, you know, score actual touchdown. We had to, you know, had to kick field goals. And that, you know, that's, you know, we gave ourselves a chance. We're in the fourth quarter and we're up 15-14 or wherever it was. And we gave ourselves a chance to get back and be ahead in the football game at one point. So just too many missed opportunities, too many instances where we shot ourselves in the foot, whether it was penalties, you know, holdings, procedural, whatever it was, you know, me missing throws, whatever it was, we just, it wasn't a very sound football game.
I know they've talked to you about being smart, especially down in the red zone. Do you think that affects some of your decision-making, though, that you might not be as willing to take a chance?
Not Sunday. I mean, I think, you know, when you have a ball hawk back there like Ed Reed, you know, and you worked your tail off to get to where you're at, and you have a kicker like Phil, and you're in a game like that where it's going to be a lower-scoring game, you know, the routes we had designed, I could have tried to squeeze one in there. But if I did and something didn't happen, you guys would be asking me the same question. You know, why in the hell would you throw a ball when 20's back there? So it's like I'm in a lose-lose, so I check it down, hope to God that my backs can get you know, get a first down. If not, you know, get a few yards and kick a field goal. But, you know, you got to take shots. If they're there, if they were open, then I'll throw it, but they weren't open. So when guys aren't open, you can't force it, especially with 20 back there. I mean, he's a game changer.
Coach Shermer said yesterday he intended to streamline play selection process during the bye week.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it sounds like a lot of voices in your head. I don't know. Can you elaborate at all on the problems of getting the playoff, the substitutions in, just being smoother?
You know, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to sit, you know, we haven't had a chance to talk about it. You know, all I know is when I get the play in my ear, I step in the huddle and make the call. And, you know, I don't know. You know, and they talk through it. You know, Brad's involved, and so it goes out of pat. And there's a lot of moving parts in there. So, you know, I know it's guys calling plays is hard. I mean, it's not an easy job. And, you know, we want to have the best play dialed up because you're in a game that's a close game like we were on Sunday. So, you know, I don't know. I can't answer for them what's going on the sideline. But we'll get it fixed out. You know, these guys, you know, we've got a great coaching staff. We've got guys that have been through this before. You know, we'll find a way to get through it. And you know, we like to play fast. And we preach on getting in and out of the huddle. And, you know, sometimes it is tough on us. But, you know, on the flip side, you want to have a good play call.
You find it hard to get into rhythm, like those stoppages back and forth. You're so used to just at Oklahoma State. Just
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well, I mean.
This is like a stop and go thing going on.
No, I mean, you know, there's a flip side. You know, you go out and you complete a long pass. That's how you get in the rhythm. You know, you can't let the flow there really dictate it. You know, so I would say no. But I think we need to make improvements there and we'll get it fixed. That's what this bye week's for.
Brandon, ideally, then how much time should be still on the play clocks for you to get in the huddle, make the play call, and get to the line?
Well, it depends on the play call. You know, if we have a motion, or if we have, or if I have a check, if I need to make a read to make an audible. You know, there's a lot of different things that could be involved. So obviously, the most time, more time, the better. You know, I think, I remember we walked the line of scrimmage with it clock, you know, counting down pretty quick, and you know, there may be 2, 3, 4 seconds left. You know, we have a motion. That's tough. That's why I'm having to burn time out. So, you know, we'll. You know, you can't afford to go backwards. You got to get plays off. You can't take 5-yard penalties. And so, you know, I mean, in an ideal world, what's a play clock? 40? I mean, 35, 40? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just joking.
We talked about this in training camp. These plays are so long. There's so many words involved in calling this particular system.
Matt, in that, it has. No, it doesn't need to be. That's not the issue. That's not the issue. We're getting the plays in. I study my tail off throughout the week to when they start the play. Most of the time, I have an idea of one or two, you know, maybe 4 or 5 plays it's going to be, and I can usually finish it. But that's not the issue.
I get what you're saying about lose-lose with us, whether or not check down or force the ball. What are the coaches telling you? Are they pleased with how you're choosing whether or not to force it or check it down?
No, I mean, they see the same thing. They've been in this seat before. I mean, you know, when you need to take your shots, you got to take your shots. When you watch the tape, there's nobody open. You know, that's all there is to it. And I think, if I'm missing throws, if guys are running open and I'm not throwing them because I'm tentative, that's one thing. But, you know, I'm looking through it. I go one, two to my back. One, two to my back every time. And, you know, that's what happened on Sunday.
On the list of things you feel like you need to do better, what's number one?
You know, I think just do my part. And, you know, I didn't really do my part to help this throughout the entire game for four quarters to help this team get in the end zone. You know, whether it's in the red zone. I mean, there's a lot of different things. I think you have to take pride in scoring touchdowns. You know, we talk about, yeah, 3 points sometimes isn't bad, but you got to score touchdowns. And just making the things that are routine, doing them 100% of the time, being 100% on the things that are routine. You know, and that's where the great quarterbacks become great. That's why they're so great, is they do the things consistently all the time. And, you know, that's what I'm working toward.
The red zone problems frustrating by week. Are the red zone problems frustrating to you, especially because it seemed like at Oklahoma State that was, like, really one of your strong points?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating because we're not scoring touchdowns. You know, but also at Oklahoma State, we weren't playing anybody with Ed Reed and these other guys back in the back end, you know. So, you know, this league, you watch it. I mean, every night, every time you guys flip on TV, you know, guys that turn it over in the red zone lose games. You know, Vic did it last night and returned them for a touchdown. You know, it's tough. You got to pick your point. You got to pick your poison. I mean, like I said, and they're probably asking him the same question. He's like, well, if I would have checked it down, you guys would have been chewing me. You know, we're in a lose-lose, you know, so. When the guys are open, you have to make the throws. And when they're open, you have to – that's what I'm saying. You have to be routine at those. When they're wide open, you have to be 100%. And, you know, I missed Obi. It wouldn't have counted. That's a wide-open throw. I got to make that. You know, the throws like that. I missed Ben on a crossing route. Simple throw. I got to make that. Stuff like that. And that's the stuff that eats away at me more than anything is guys that, you know, bust their tail to get open, and I'm not able to give them a chance.
Is that the hardest thing to learn then as a quarterback? That red zone operation?
Not really. I mean, the field's shorter. You know, it's smaller. I mean, and it's fast. I mean, there's a lot of bodies in a small area, and the windows are tighter. There's extremes. They come after you. The blitz, the touchdown I threw to Josh Gordon was cover zero. They come after you. So, I mean, it's difficult down there. Yeah, it's definitely difficult because you can't stretch the field. But, you know, we have good plays down there. Our staff puts great plays in place to score points. You know, sometimes they have a good defense called up. Sometimes we don't execute. And then, you know, if you do a combination of those two things, it's a bad recipe for scoring points.
There's a lot of offensive minds in this building, starting with Holmberg and going all the way down. Is there sometimes too many overload of voices in your ear? I mean, during the week, not necessarily
on
Sunday.
No, that hasn't been an issue since I got here.
To seem a little bit, you know, kind of like this one's still sticking with you this past game. Is it still sticking?
It's over. I've watched it twice. It's over. You know, I think I'm frustrated because I knew what kind of questions I was going to get, and I came in prepared. But, you know, no, I mean, I'm frustrated. We've won two games, and we've been in games where we have a chance to win, and we've come up short too many times. And I think as a quarterback, that's frustrating. I feel like I need to do more to help this team win. And, you know, and other quarterbacks, you know, 13 quarterbacks, or 12 quarterbacks lost yesterday, and they're probably all saying the same thing. You got to, this position, you know, there's so much, you know, when things are going great, it's too much. You're getting too much praise. When things are going bad, you're getting too much negativity. But on the flip side, if we're able to do the things we need to do to get our team in position to win games, you know, that's all we care about. In the long run, was winning games, and I feel like we've been in games where we've had a chance to win a couple. And we've come up short. And so those are the games in this bye week. It's perfect. I'll go back, look through those games, and see where we came up short, and hopefully we can fix it. We got a lot of season left.